The title for this conference, A Home Study Guide for Spiritual Directors. How does one prepare oneself for the gentle art of spiritual guidance? Since everyone needs a spiritual guide or a spiritual friend, it would seem that everyone is capable, to some extent, of being a spiritual director. Everyone has some ability. And the need is so great. Therefore, it would seem that each Christian is called to do what is necessary to equip oneself as well as possible to be a spiritual guide, to be a spiritual friend to others. Some persons, of course, feel the call from God to give spiritual direction more than other Christians might. And such persons, of course, need especially to make the necessary effort to study, to learn, to train oneself, or to be trained, so that whatever abilities one have is to bring them to as high a peak as possible, so that one can be a good spiritual director. One does not need to be a priest or a professional to give spiritual direction. It is my experience that women especially are well equipped to be good spiritual directors if they are properly trained. Since spiritual guidance is an art, some persons are naturally more fitted psychologically and temperamentally to be spiritual directors than others. In this regard, I would say people who have a strong intuitive function and a strong feeling function, what we call the NF temperament, these are the people who usually make the best spiritual directors. Although we have a person like St. Teresa of Avila, who was an NT temperament, one of the greatest spiritual directors of all times. Regardless of one's temperament, one needs especially to train and develop one's intuitive function and one's feeling function, to bring it to as high a peak as possible, because these are the two functions that will especially be needed in giving spiritual direction. Any home study course on spiritual direction should concern itself, it seems to me, in five basic attitudes. First of all, one needs to be seriously embarked on one's own journey of faith. One needs to be trying to develop one's relationship of love with God, one's relationship of love with others, and of the proper relationship of love toward oneself. Unless a person, therefore, is seriously working at one's own spiritual growth, one cannot possibly hope to be a good spiritual director to others. The second attitude is, to be a good spiritual director, one needs to have a genuine love and concern for others, and a willingness to help others, a readiness to sacrifice oneself, to spend time and to go out to others without receiving anything back, certainly without any expectations of a monetary return, but simply because of trying to make some return to God for all that God has done for us. This attitude of passing on God's goodness and God's graces to others, this is an attitude that is necessary for one to be a spiritual director, and one needs to develop this, to train this, and to grow in this. Thirdly, one needs an attitude of good common sense, of prudence and balance. of being able to see both sides of each issue, of having good experience in regards to what is right and what is wrong, and to be able to find one's own prudence and one's own common sense to be trustworthy. One can therefore trust one's judgment, both in regards to one's own life as well as to others. A fourth basic attitude is for the director to have a total openness to God, to the Holy Spirit, and an openness to new insights, an openness to growth, an openness to new ideas, an openness to change. And the fifth basic attitude would be what we might call intellectual curiosity, a willingness to learn and a desire to learn, and never to be satisfied with our present knowledge, but always searching for more, learning as much as we can about the different subjects that are needed for us to grow. Besides these five basic attitudes that one needs to work at all of one's life, there are different areas of knowledge to which one needs to apply oneself. Not that one has to be an expert in all of these areas, nor that one has to actually give a lot of time to all of these areas. There are going to be some specialization. But as I would see it, these dozen or so areas that I'm going to now suggest, they are all needed if one wants to be a spiritual director. I will try to give them somewhat in the order of importance and priority, but for one person, perhaps something that I give as number 10 or 11 or 12 may be the primary concern of their life. They may be called by God to work in that area. The first area of knowledge is that of the basic tenets of Christian religion. We're talking about Christian spiritual direction, giving spiritual direction to another Christian. And if we are to do a good job of this, we need to educate ourselves in these basic tenets of our Christian religion. That means about God, the Trinity, the Incarnation, Christology, or the study of Christ, the redemption, the Paschal mystery, the church, and such other basic issues. For example, the things that are covered in the Apostles' Creed. The second area of knowledge to which one needs to apply oneself in a home study course or any other way of learning to be a spiritual director is that of the Scriptures. One needs to be as thoroughly learned in the Scriptures as possible, and especially the Gospels and the New Testament, but most especially the four Gospels. The more one knows Scripture, and the more one is able to use the Scriptures in order to receive God's knowledge about Himself and about us and our relationship with Him and with one another, the better spiritual director one will be. And this is an ongoing lifetime task of study. Thirdly, I would say a knowledge of the different methods of prayer. There's no one way of prayer that's best for everyone. And so we need to have a knowledge of all the different traditions and methods of prayer that people in the past or in the present find helpful, so that we are able then, when people come to us, not just to give them one way of prayer, the way perhaps that we find most helpful, but suggest different methods of prayer and to have a knowledge of these different methods of prayer so as to be able to find the particular type of prayer that's best for each directee. The fourth area would be a knowledge of the different traditions of Christian spirituality. This would be specifically the different spiritualities that have been popular over these past 2,000 years in the Roman Catholic tradition, whether it be in the early centuries with the Church Fathers or in the Middle Ages or in recent centuries. And likewise, the spiritual traditions of the Orthodox, both the Greek and the Russian Orthodox, as well as the various Protestant, the Christian traditions that came out of the 16th century. The fifth area of knowledge would be that of a knowledge of counseling techniques and of listening skills and of the ability to discern. So much has been learned in recent years in this area, and a spiritual director would be remiss in preparing oneself for this art of spiritual guidance if one did not avail oneself of the knowledge that we now have in these areas. And then I would place as number six, a knowledge of Jungian depth psychology. This would be particularly the four steps of individuation. They are called authenticity, a knowledge of oneself, significance, a knowledge of our relationship with God and of our place in God's plan, transparency, an openness and a knowledge of how to relate on a one-to-one basis with other human beings, and finally, solidarity, an knowledge of how to relate to communities, to be a part of groups and institutions. Number seven would be a knowledge of human temperament and personality types. This would be especially the Myers-Briggs type indicator, but also other ways of knowing human temperament, like the Enneagram. The more knowledge one has of these different types of human personality, the more one will be able to be a good spiritual director. And number eight, I would place that of a knowledge of feminism, which in my mind is one of the most important movements that God is calling the human race at the present time to follow. This would mean a knowledge of the different sexual archetypes, like mother or father or girl or boy, or mediatrix, or wisdom figure, or warrior or fighter. What we call the knowledge of sexuality, and how different people are called to emphasize one or the other of these different sexual archetypes. Number eight, I would place a knowledge of social justice. The whole question of ecology, of world peace, of the environment, of the third world, of economics, of politics, of our responsibilities in these areas. For number nine, I would suggest a knowledge of the Teilhardian worldview, the worldview that Teilhard de Chardin has described so thoroughly in his books, that the whole of this world, the whole of life, is moving toward what he calls the Omega Point, or as it is described by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28, so that God may be all in all. Number 10, I would suggest a knowledge of the different stages of faith development, because there is a different way to direct people as they go through these seven different mansions or seven different levels of faith. Number 11, I would say a knowledge of dream interpretation, how to make use of these inner resources and riches of the unconscious, either through interpreting our dreams or through working with active imagination and waking dreams, or what is called initiated symbol projection. And finally, number 12, knowledge of healing and the healing ministry that has become so important in our days. These then, for any home study course, it seems to me, are things to which a potential spiritual director or an actual spiritual director needs constantly to be going back and studying and updating their knowledge of in all 12 of these areas in order to keep pace with the rapid new insights that are going on all over the world in all of these 12 different areas of knowledge. And so gradually, even though one specializes more in one than the other, but one will have a general overall knowledge of, to some extent, of all 12 of these areas. In order to help a person to have some knowledge of these areas, as well as the to grow in those 5 basic attitudes that I've given, I'm going now to suggest a bibliography, a number of books that I have found very helpful for myself and that I would like to suggest as possible sources of reading for a potential spiritual director or for an actual spiritual director. Naturally, there will be other books that you find much more helpful to you than the ones that I suggest. But this is a way of beginning. Try to expose yourself at least to some of these books, especially the first half a dozen or dozen that I suggest. And then gradually follow the particular curiosity or the particular attraction that you feel as you go from one particular area of knowledge to another. Besides books, I would also recommend tapes. My own tapes that are published by Open Door, as well as many, many other excellent tapes. However, I will just limit myself to a recommendation of some of the books that I have found to be especially helpful in this area of spiritual direction. And the first of them is that of John Jungblut, Jungblut, and it is entitled The Gentle Art of Spiritual Guidance. I consider this about one of the very best books on spiritual direction, which I would very much recommend as perhaps the first book to read for any person that is in this ministry of spiritual direction. And the second book that I would put almost on the same level as that of John Jungblut book is the book of Morton Kelsey on spiritual direction that is entitled Companions of the Inner Way. These two books, The Gentle Art of Spiritual Guidance and Companions on the Inner Way, are the, I think, the two most important books that we have in English to explain this whole art and this whole science of spiritual direction and spiritual guidance. In addition, there are a number of other books by Morton Kelsey that I have found to be especially helpful. Let me just mention them. Encounter with God, The Other Side of Silence, Adventure Inward, which is an excellent book on spiritual journal. And finally, Christopsychology. Another book that I would recommend as a good book to study the scriptures, and that is the book by Fritz Kunkel entitled Creation Continues. Also, I would recommend a book by John Sanford called The Kingdom Within, in which he points out how Jesus had all the different temperaments, that he was able to use all the different functions in his ministry. The two books by Michael and Narvasi, Arise in Prayer and Temperament, naturally I would recommend. There are two books by Bernard Tyrrell, T-Y-R-R-E-L-L. They are called Christotherapy 1 and Christotherapy 2. Very fine books on spiritual direction. And then there is a symposium of a number of different authors that was edited by Kevin Culligan, C-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, and simply called Spiritual Direction. I would highly recommend. For an introduction to the writings of Carl Jung, I would recommend, first of all, his autobiography, Memories, Dreams, and Reflections. As far as Teilhard de Chardin is concerned, the three books I would recommend to begin with would be Divine Milieu, M-I-L-I-E-U-X, Building the Earth, and Hymn of the Universe. I think Scott Peck in our time has having some excellent insights to be of help to spiritual directors, and so there are three books of his that I would recommend. The Road Less Traveled, People of the Lie, and The Different Drum. There are also three books of Teresa of Avila, one of the great authorities on spiritual direction of all time. Interior Castle, Way of Perfection, and her autobiography. I would also recommend the autobiography of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, entitled The Story of a Soul. There is another book that needs to be read if one is to deal seriously with the whole area of mysticism, and that is a book by Evelyn Underhill, and the title of it is Mysticism. We can find help from many of the books of the fathers of the church and other spiritual masters of the past. I would like to mention just four of them that I think are especially helpful for spiritual direction. First of all, St. Augustine, his Confessions. Brother Lawrence, The Practice of the Presence of God. De Caussade, D-E-C-A-U-S-S-A-D-E, Abandonment to Divine Providence. And finally, St. Francis de Sales, Introduction to a Devout Life, but also another book of St. Francis called The Love of God. Each person may find a particular interest from these masters of the past to which they may pursue and to get more knowledge. Let me now just give you a list of books written by modern authors that deal with spiritual direction. You would not be expected to have to read all of these, but these would be at least some of the books that I have found to be very helpful in my work as a spiritual director. There is the book by Brian Hall called The Genesis Effect. Richard Foster has several good books. One is on God, money, and sex, and the other is on freedom of simplicity. James Fowler has an excellent book on the stages of faith. Kenneth McCall, M-C-A-L-L. His book is called Healing the Family Tree. Anne Ulanov, U-L-A-N-O-V, The Feminine in Jungian Psychology. June Singer has several books, and one I especially recommend is her book titled Androgyny, A-N-D-R-O-G-Y-N-Y. Robert Johnson has written several excellent little books, one on he and another on she, just those titles, H-E and S-H-E. John Sanford has an excellent book on this relationship with our inner femininity or masculinity. He calls it The Invisible Partners, Tad and Noreen Guzie, G-U-Z-I-E. has a book on the different sexual archetypes entitled About Men and Women. One of the very best books to understand the psychology of Jung is by Edward Whitmont, and the title is The Symbolic Quest. Wallace Clift, an Episcopal priest, has written an excellent commentary on the relationship between Jungian psychology and Christianity. It's entitled Jung and Christianity. And also, John Doorley, D-O-U-R-L-E-Y, a Roman Catholic priest up in Ottawa, Canada, has also a good critique of Jungian psychology from a Christian point of view. His book is called The Illness That We Are. A book that's very, very helpful is one that was written after World War II by Viktor Frankl, V-I-K-T-O-R-F-R-A-N-K-L, called Man's Search for Meaning. And then there are two excellent little books by Frederick von Gagren, G-A-G-E-R-N. One is called Difficulties in Life, and the other is entitled Difficulties in Married Life. And then the book by David Kiersey and Marilyn Bates called Please Understand Me, one of the best books to help us understand the different temperaments. The best book on helping us to interpret dreams is one by Louis Savory and Patricia Byrne and a man named Strephon Williams. And the name of the book is Dreams and Spiritual Growth, published by Paulus Press. Two excellent books by Gerald May. One, Care of Mind, Care of Spirit. The other, Addiction and Grace. For an understanding of the new insights that physics is giving us of the relationship between the spiritual realm and the physical realm, I would recommend Gary Zukav, Z-U-K-A-V, The Dancing Wu Li Masters. Wu, W-U-L-I, L-I, The Dancing Wu Li Masters. And also another book by Fritjof Capra, F-R-I-T-J-O-F, C-A-P-R-A. And the title of the book, The Tao, or The Dao, spelt T-A-O, of Physics. And then there is an excellent little introduction to Jungian psychology by Hall and Nordby, N-O-R-D-B-Y, and it's called A Primer of Jungian Psychology. My own mentor in a knowledge of Jung is by a priest from Germany named Father Joseph Goldbrunner. And the book that I would recommend especially is his Holiness and Wholeness. But he also has another book that's very good on individuation. For those who wish to have a knowledge of the Enneagram, there is the book by O'Leary and B-E-E-S-I-N-G, Biesing, and N-O-G-O-S-E-K. They are the three authors, and it's just entitled The Enneagram. A very helpful book to help us understand what life is going to be like after death is the book by Raymond Moody, Life After Life. This is the end of the conference.